Welcome to episode 975 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Did you know the redwood trees of California, some of the world's tallest and oldest trees, have roots that only go down about 6 to 12 feet? Despite shallow roots, these trees can grow over 350 feet tall and live for more than 2,000 years. The secret to their strength and longevity lies in the fact that their roots spread outward over 100 feet and intertwine with roots of other redwoods, forming a vast underground network. This interconnected root system allows them to withstand strong winds and floods, supporting and nourishing each other. Similarly, as Christians, our spiritual strength and endurance come from staying connected to one another and deeply rooted in God's Word. Just as the redwoods hold each other up, we are called to support one another in faith, holding fast to the truths we've been taught. As followers of Christ, we are on a journey of growth and transformation. Like plants need to grow to stay alive, our faith must continually develop and deepen. Not all change is positive. Some can lead us away from God's purpose. As a church, we carry a heavy responsibility to remain faithful to the truth. This challenge is not new. It was also faced by the early Christians. As was true in other correspondence the apostle had with other early believers, Paul's letters to the Thessalonians offer lessons on staying grounded in truth amid changing circumstances. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 13 to 17, Paul highlights the importance of holding firmly to gospel teachings, both those delivered through oral tradition and those written down. While the spoken word conveys emotion and nuance, the written word offers an unchangeable standard by which we can test the authenticity of any teaching we encounter. The balance between these forms of tradition was critical in Paul's time and remains relevant today. In Acts 17, verse 11, the Bereans are praised for diligent study of Scripture, which they use to validate Paul's teachings. This approach, listening carefully and then comparing everything against the Bible, is a model for us. As the world changes and challenges to our faith arise, we must consistently return to Scripture, allowing God's Word to be the ultimate authority. Paul's concern for the Thessalonians was that they might be led astray by false teachings or gradually drift away from truth. This concern is also relevant to us. Over time, we can either move closer to God, deepening our relationship with Him, or we can slowly drift away, influenced by the world's pressures and distractions. Paul's admonition to stand firm and hold to the traditions is a call to perseverance. In these last days, when many forces seek to pull us away from the truth, we must be intentional about staying rooted in God's Word. This requires daily communion with God through prayer and Bible study, as well as a commitment to living out the truths we learn. In a world that is constantly shifting, God's Word remains our sure foundation. By holding fast to the teachings of Scripture, we can navigate the challenges of life without losing sight of God's purpose for us. Just as Paul encouraged the Thessalonians, let us also stand firm in the faith, grounded in the truth, and growing in our walk with the Lord. In his letter, Paul speaks about the dangers we face from Satan. In our modern world, the idea of a literal Satan is often dismissed as myth or superstition. Many people believe good and evil are merely the results of random events or cultural constructs. But the Bible clearly teaches Satan is real, actively working to deceive and destroy. He is cunning, and it is often to his advantage to hide his true nature, sometimes even allowing himself to be mocked as a mere caricature. But as believers, we must recognize the reality of this adversary and the spiritual battle in which we are engaged. Paul, writing in 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 1 to 5, understood the challenges believers would face. He begins this passage by asking believers to pray the gospel would spread rapidly and be honored, even as he faced opposition from evil men who did not have faith. Paul's request for prayer highlights the importance of relying on God's power rather than our own strength in the face of evil. Paul acknowledges not all people have faith, but he assures the Thessalonians that the Lord is faithful and will protect them from the evil one. This is a profound message of hope and confidence. Though Satan may be powerful, he is no match for our Lord. The good news is that while we may face trials and temptations, we can find safety and strength in Jesus. Paul's confidence in God's protection is not just for himself, but extends to all believers. He trusts that the Thessalonians will continue to follow the teachings he has given them, despite the opposition they face. Paul concludes this section with a prayerful wish that the Lord would direct their hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. Even amid trials, Paul's letters are filled with faith, hope, and certainty. This raises an important question for us today. How can we develop the same faith, hope, and certainty that Paul exhibited even when we face difficult circumstances? The key lies in our relationship with God and our commitment to His Word. Paul's confidence was rooted in his deep connection with the Lord and his understanding of God's promises. He knew that God is faithful and that His Word is true. As we cultivate our relationship with God through prayer, Bible study, and obedience, our faith will grow stronger. We will learn to trust in God's protection and guidance, even when the path ahead seems uncertain. Moreover, as we face the realities of spiritual warfare, it is crucial to remember we are not alone. The same God who was faithful to Paul and the Thessalonians is faithful to us today. He has promised to be with us, to protect us, and to give us the strength we need to stand firm. By focusing on God's love and Christ's perseverance, we can navigate the challenges of life with confidence and hope. In this same letter, Paul also addresses a unique problem within the church: idleness and disorderly conduct among some members. This issue was serious enough that Paul felt compelled to revisit it in this letter, even after having gently addressed it previously in 1 Thessalonians. Some members were choosing to live in idleness, neglecting their responsibilities, and becoming busybodies who interfered in the lives of others. Paul's response was firm and direct, reflecting the seriousness of the issue and the impact it was having on the church community. Paul sets a personal example of diligence by reminding the Thessalonians of his own actions while he was among them. Although, as an apostle, he had the right to receive support from the church, he chose to work night and day to support himself, ensuring that he would not be a burden to anyone. Paul did this not only as an act of love, but also to provide a model for others to follow. He emphasized that those who are unwilling to work should not eat, reinforcing the principle that everyone should take responsibility for their own needs and contribute to the community. This teaching, however, should not be misunderstood as a criticism of efforts to care for those in genuine need. Jesus himself demonstrated great compassion toward the poor and the helpless, and the early church was known for its generosity and care for the less fortunate. Paul's concern was directed specifically at those who were capable of working but chose to be idle, expecting others to provide for them. This behavior was not only disruptive, but also contrary to the Christian values of diligence, responsibility, and community. In today's world, Paul's message remains highly relevant. The principle of personal responsibility is foundational to a healthy and functioning community. When individuals neglect their responsibilities and expect others to carry their load, it creates imbalance and tension within the community. Paul's firm stance serves as a reminder that while the church is called to care for those in need, it is also important to encourage and expect each member to contribute to the well-being of the whole. As Christians, we are called to reflect Christ in all areas of our lives, including our work ethic and our contributions to the community. This means taking responsibility for our own needs, being diligent in our work, and avoiding behaviors that disrupt or burden others. Paul's example challenges us to examine our own lives and ask ourselves whether we are living in a way that honors God and serves the community. In addition to personal responsibility, Paul's message also highlights the importance of discipline within the church. While it is essential to show compassion and support for one another, there are times when tough love is necessary to address issues that threaten the health and unity of the church. Paul's approach to the disorderly members in Thessalonica was not one of harsh punishment, but of firm correction aimed at restoring them to a right relationship with God and the community. Ultimately, Paul's teachings to the Thessalonians call for a balance between love and responsibility within the church. As we navigate the complexities of church life today, we must be diligent in upholding the truth, compassionate in our care for others, and firm in addressing issues that hinder our collective spiritual growth. Let us strive to follow Paul's example, living lives that reflect the love and discipline of Christ. Father, thank you for the example of Paul and the lessons we learn from his letters to the Thessalonians. Help us to stand firm in your truth, to be diligent in our responsibilities, and to show love and compassion to those around us. May we be faithful in our walk with you, and may our lives bring glory to your name. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.